This is RSB in the Update, episode 212, recorded Thursday, July 9th, 2009. RuneScape Dive Bombers. Hello everybody, welcome to RSB and the Update. Your favorite English boy named Brad is here.
Yay!
Is it raining there? Like it always rains?
No, there's a beautiful sunset, which I can just see now. The sun is just briefly appearing over the trees that are behind the field that is behind my house, and it looks quite beautiful.
Okay, so there's a field behind Brad's house, and the sun's at his room faced west, so therefore the front of his house faced east.
Oh, did I just give too much away? Oh, I think I did. Oh, no. I'm sure I mentioned there's a field outside my house.
Yeah,
before.
But you did say which direction it goes.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, whatever. Shane is a pedophile from Edmonton, and I'm waiting for the police to go to his house and remove him like the limpet that he is from all of our lives.
Okay. So, a much hyped-up update this week called Mobilizing Armies.
It's not massively hyped.
Well, it was, yeah. It was expected since last year, you know?
Yeah,
I guess time
so.
Of stealing creation and all, right? So, basically, it's a game in which you head to... what would you call that area, that region down there by Ooglog?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but it's south of the hunting area, by where Ooglog is, and to the west. It's the most southwest point you can get to on the map, I believe. So, with that, well, you can either get there through the teleport, in the magic spell interface, the Ring of Dueling, or Spirit Tree. Any idea why they added three ways to get there?
To make it easier to get there?
Yeah, but why, you know? Like, what's wrong with just having the teleport?
I don't know. Variety is the spice of life, Shane.
That just makes no sense to me. So I don't know what was...
You make no sense to me, but I still put up with it, so I'm sure you can deal with
what? That. It makes no sense, though. Does it?
It's, like I said, variety is the spice of life.
Yeah. The best way of doing things is to have one defined way that works.
Yes, and what a boring Orwellian world we would all live in. We all do things the best way. We all do things the most productive way.
Yeah.
Everybody is bored out of their minds and commits suicide.
Yeah, right. Anyways, when you get there, there's obviously going to be a bank, which is good. And then you have to go talk to the tutorial guy. What was his name again? I forget. Junior Cadet?
I don't remember his name either. I didn't even do the tutorial.
Oh, so how'd you end up playing?
I didn't play. I just checked the thing out. I'm wasting my time playing the damn game.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know then. Well,
I did like the whole rank structure, though.
Oh, okay.
But they spelled sergeant retardedly.
How did they spell it?
With a J.
Oh. Ooh, that's not right. What's wrong with just having an abbreviation of SGT?
Yes, exactly. But Junior Cadet sounds gay as well.
Yeah, isn't typically the cadet the lowest rank?
Not in a senior military service.
Well, what's the lowest then?
What, a private?
Okay.
Or airman or seaman? Seaman.
Yeah. Anyways, after you do the tutorial, he basically gives you a rundown of how the game works and how you set it up. And then there's something called the commodity exchange. Did you exchange any commodities?
This is the credits thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I exchanged no commodities.
I gave him 5,000 fire runes and 5,000 iron arrows. That got me about 120k credits, I believe. And then with that you have to buy your recruit your army and then buy your special attack scrolls. Which there are a few of. I'm trying to remember what they are. There's the canon. You just choose a way to place it, north, south, east or west, and once it's placed, it'll start firing in that direction. And there's a glider, which is basically the RuneScape equivalent of a dive bomber. Yeah, I can't make that sound, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Like what the... Yeah, there we go. That's what the Japanese did in World War II. And then there's also
Do you mean kamikaze?
Yeah, that's it. And then there's the Chinchampa bomb, which is the equivalent of the RuneScape cluster bomb.
They're illegal by international law.
It's too bad. This furry menace just damages...
It's too bad they can't drop one on Edmonton.
This furry menace damages units within its explosive range. Then there's the distractor, which pauses nearby units, giving you time to gain the upper hand. And barricade, which a long wall that can be used to defend yourself or slow down your enemies. But as for fighting, there's three factions. There's the goblins, the dwarves, and the elves. And then you can outfit them with light or heavy armor. And then they say that you have to kind of keep in mind the combat triangle when you're doing this, because each of them are good against a certain other type, you know?
So range kills mage, mage kills melee, melee kills range.
Yeah, exactly, but I'm not sure which ones are which. Did you pick that up anywhere?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, anyways, that's the way it works, so... I think that I probably picked the mage because, you know, the mages are always the ones in RuneScape that get attacked lots, and those were the elves, so.
Mm.
But, you know, it sort of might make sense that the goblins are the melee type because, you know, they're fairly primitive and they like throwing stones and such and hitting you, right?
Yeah.
But the dwarves are technically inclined, so they're more likely to use ranged... ranged implements, you know? So, I don't know.
Oh, hang on a second, I found it. Elf squads are the mage class, the dwarf is the melee, and the goblins are the ranged.
Okay, well, there we go. Well, that figures why I was doing so bad. Then I was being the mages. That's good to know. Very good to know.
You're a gay elf.
No. The elves are interesting. They're like a peaceful kind of... logical kind of a race,
gay.
You know?
It's gay.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the person saying what's wrong with being gay. You're
no,
the
no,
person
no.
who has every problem with what's wrong with being gay.
No. I'm saying what's the problem with being peaceful and logical like the elves?
Nothing. But
exactly.
You seem to have a problem with people being peaceful.
No, peacefulness is good. No.
Shane wants war.
And there's also three game types. Siege. I forget the other ones. Conflict. Horde.
Conflict, siege, horde, and rescue.
Rescue, right. Conflict is the basic one that we all kind of
free
expect.
Free for
the
all.
One where you go fight.
Siege is, in this scenario, victory is gained by defeating your opponents or by breaking into the castle that sits at the center of the map. To break into the castle, you'll need to breach the walls with a squad or with a catapult.
Okay.
Here, Horde, as defined by Jagex, this scenario is set at Dragon's Volcano, where you must collect 100,000 gold or defeat your opponent to become the victor. Gold will be collected using the cave collect command. As the rescue is as defined by Jagex, this scenario requires you to be the first to save 28 Tsar from their steaming fissures.
Interesting. You know, I only tried Conflict because there were no other level 1 players in the other games. Which one did you try?
I didn't try any of these. We've already been over this.
Oh, I thought you said last night you tried the game.
I didn't say last night. I checked
oh.
it out and
oh,
I did
okay.
research into it, but I did not play it.
Okay, and then after that you have to make an investment. It's sort of like a wager, you know, so that you might gain something or you might lose something. And finally, you have to go into a waiting area. It's just like the pest control waiting area. Whereas if there's too many people, you're given a priority. Then you get put in game. And you play. But you know, there's something to be said about this, that it requires 20 people to play, but in reality, each game only has 4 people in it. At least the conflict does. So, I'm not sure about the waiting area. And it's completely random who you get put in with, so there's no way of social interaction to use friends, you know? Anyways, moving on to the gameplay, you can choose your starting formation, right? And then after, it's kind of like you're put in this game, and it's like, let's just enjoy the scenery, you know? Because
yeah, of course it's drastically different because it's a top-down view.
Well, no, it's just that people are just sit for 10 minutes and do nothing, you know?
Much like Castle Wars.
Yeah, it's like it makes no sense the way that's done, but. As you said, the different view is interesting because you can rotate the camera, you can zoom in, and you can pan around. So,
just like any sort of RTS camera controller,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's right. So, also, once you go in, you have to move the units into where you want them to go. Now, this is one of the major problems I have with the game, is that there's no way to select multiple units at one time.
Oh, no. We should submit that to them. I'm sure they'll change it.
So you have to move them one at a time, and you have 10 of them to move, and it's kind of hard to get them all to move at once, you know?
Well, yeah, sure it is. If you can target one, you know, one at a time.
Yeah. And for anybody who plays an RTS would have known that it's very important to have the ability to move in all at once, you know? So.
Yes. So you just click faster.
Yeah, but it's hard to like focus on them if they're on the other side of the map. You have to like click into the squad's interface, click on your squad, and then pan back to where you were and click again.
Yes, well, it's probably something they'll fix, I imagine. Or
I hope so. I hope so. What else is there? And then of course you just defeat the enemies as you normally would. But two other things that. It needs to be a really good 5 out of 5 update for me. First off, being Shroud and Fog. I'm sure you played some real-time strategy games before, right?
Yes, the Fog of War. Yeah, it's called.
Yeah, and Shroud, which once you've explored an area, kind of grays it out, you know.
Yeah.
That and resource gathering and building up, because if you're given these things and you're just told to go fight, that's kind of no fun.
You want it to be like Age of Empires.
Well, any RTS where you have to build up and gather resources, you know?
I think the thing is, this is just a game within a game. You know, you don't want to make it something you will spend, you know, hours and hours playing one game. You can't make it too developed. I think it's fine as it is. It's not a great game, but it's not bad either. And it's something new, you know, it's something unique within the game. I don't think you don't want to overcomplicate it.
Well, the reason I say it needed those three things was back when they were first describing it, they were telling us it was a real-time strategy game, so that was only natural to
assume. Yeah, but it's not going to be an RTS like standalone RTS games. Like I said, it's a game within a game.
No, I think it still needs the resource gathering and stuff.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Well, what happens?
And everybody knows.
You should have the ability to build up again, you know?
No, because then this game lasts for ages.
Exactly. It's like a real
RTS.
Log
in. No, it's stupid. Like I said, it's a game within a game. You don't want to make it too complex, too deep, too time-consuming.
It needs to be.
No.
It does.
It's RTS. It's in the mold of an RTS, but it's not going to be a bona fide RTS game.
I wanted an RTS because it said...
Well, go and bloody buy Age of Empires or Command & Conquer or something like that.
I have plenty of RTS games.
Well, go play them and don't play RuneScape. You don't
RTS.
That... You play it because it's an MMORPG.
No, it's just that Jagex advertised it as an RTS game, so I want an RTS game inside RuneScape.
Did they say this is going to be an RTS? Yeah,
yeah, they said
it's
real-time
their
strategy.
Take on the RTS genre. It's not going to be a rip-off of every other RTS game going.
Yeah, but it still should have building up because... That's what an RTS is about.
No, the games would last. No, the games. It's about strategy, hence the name Real Time Strategy. So the way it is, there's still a decent amount of strategy in it. Hence, I don't think the building would only make the games longer and more complex.
The only strategy that's in it right now is the ability of figuring out when it's best time to use your special attacks.
No, selection and stuff is strategy.
Well, yeah, but not on the level I'm thinking. But anyways, rewards. The spoil of war, which is items, like resources and such.
Yeah.
Special items, like there's an example they give as a quest kit. So the level one quest kit would have like a rope, tinder box, and other kind of low-level items
all
like
those,
that.
All those annoying things you need for quests that you find yourself out
carrying
of.
Around. Yeah, that'd be good, but I wouldn't say I'd spend the point on my points on it, you know?
Because no, because all things. Those other things are fairly easy to obtain.
Yeah. Then there's a whole bunch of clothing and other things like that.
The whole sergeant's kit that gives absolutely no bonuses to anything.
Yeah, but it looks interesting, doesn't it?
I think it looks a bit gay, personally, but purely cosmetic.
Yeah. And also imbue rings, which allow you to convert a ring that you have and give it some combat stats, which one would think might be particularly useful, but it's not really.
So. Yeah.
I'm torn. It's something they haven't done before, and it has potential with a few little tweaks along the way.
Not bloody building.
I don't know if I can give it a 4. What are you giving it?
I'm giving it a 4.
I'll give it a 3 then.
3.5 average.
Yeah.
I think it deserved more than that, personally.
3 plus 4 is 7, divided by 2 is 3.5.
Well done!
I'm just saying, because some people might not know how you got 3.5.
Oh, come on.
You never know.
We don't have any toddlers who listen to the show. They will have attended at least one maths class.
Yeah, but not doing averages and such.
Oh, come on.
General UI changes. I like the UI.
I have mixed feelings about the UI.
Why?
Because, well, the font they changed it to was absolutely retarded, but thank God they're changing that back now to the one it was before, as a forum post Shane found told me. And I was actually told that, somebody PM'd me. The icons I find are very hit and miss. I think there's only two that I actually like, and that's the music and the emotes. The rest, I think, are terrible. Although overall, I do like the sort of the rustic look that the UI has. It's sort of, I especially like the sort of the texturing on the right-click menus. I think they're very good.
Yes. The right-click menus are good. The general UI and the icons are good. They look less childish than they did before. Also, one only issue I have with the UI, well, two issues, the first one being that, you know, the chat buttons below the chat box, right?
Yeah.
Those weren't updated. And secondly, have you looked at this on a fixed width screen, like on standard detail or small high detail?
No, I only looked at it on high detail.
Yeah, well, it looks kind of tacky on the what you want to call it, the fixed width screen. I'm trying to find you a picture right now. Here we go.
I just want to say I'm glad they changed the text, because in the text they changed it to, W's looked like fat asses.
What?
They did. They so did.
I don't think so. Like this W on this abyssal whip thing? On the picture I just sent you?
Only if it was capitalized, FYI. If it wasn't capitalized, it looked fine.
Okay. But yeah, see what I mean about the interface on this screen?
What, on that screen you just sent me?
Yeah.
It looks fine to me.
I don't know.
It looks no different.
It doesn't seem to go with what's there.
Are the pillars new?
No, those were there before.
I didn't notice them.
Yeah. Stop typing.
Stop typing. Stop typing. I'm Shane.
Yes.
Stop typing.
Yeah, stop typing.
Stop typing.
Ah. Okay, what?
Well.
I need you to check your microphone. It just got really loud when you made that noise. Do you have the thing in Skype set to allow it to not automatically adjust your level?
I did.
Check again.
I did, but it seems to change it. Was it in sounds, audio settings?
Yeah.
Let Skype adjust my audio settings.
Yeah, that should be unchecked.
It is unchecked.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Well, you've gone back to normal, so okay, that's good.
That's good. Okay, that's good. Fine. Keep it.
Okay,
that.
User interface, and there's a blank little square down there, and that's for some undetermined feature that's coming, they said.
That possibly the new skill? Medicine?
Maybe. But they said that the new skill won't be released till late 2009, early 2010.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make sense to leave it blank for that long, would it?
Well, it's going to be a fairly big feature if it's getting its own button.
Yeah. The last big feature like that was summoning. And that was this week moved up to the HUD.
HUD!
With the right-click menu and stuff, so.
That's good.
It's time for some tweaks and fixes, I guess. They added a notepad feature in the game where you can take notes.
Yeah, I saw that.
You 50, know,
50-character limit, though.
Yeah, it's too bad. They should make it 200 and then connect it to RuneWire, and people can post to RuneWire from in-game.
Yeah, you should message them about that.
Yeah, I know. It'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Although it would never happen, ever.
I know, but you can't... You
can dream, Shane. You can dream.
Yeah.
Imagine how much of a surge of users you would get if they did that.
Yeah.
You'd have hundreds of thousands of users.
Yeah, I don't know if RuneWire could handle hundreds of thousands.
Exactly.
I know it could handle thousands.
Tens of thousands?
Yeah, I'd say so. See, right now we can handle it, but caching isn't turned on. I could turn caching on for a minute and for a minute time, and that would probably move us into the hundreds of thousands range. But yeah, there's a new resting position. I didn't see this. Did you?
No.
I saw someone doing it, but I can't describe it. It's not the one with the hands back, and it's not the one with the hands crossed. But yeah, check that out. Xanax crossbow can now fire other types of bolts. Previously, it could only fire the bone bolts. And you can no longer use fairy rings when you're teleblocked. Which makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does make
because
sense.
Because you shouldn't be able to teleport around if you're teleblocked.
Surprising it's taken them that long to do what is a very minor update in regards to the teleblock.
And that's about it. There's a whole lot more in the release notes and on the news page, so have a look at your own time and have fun. Don't do anything dangerous. Have fun.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Exactly. We got audio questions this week.
Yay, audio questions.
I didn't preview them. So first one is from...
I hate it when Shane does that.
Rice.
I like to be taken, you know, like, you know, caught out.
Oops.
Catch me out.
Oops, I didn't enable the right sound setting.
Congratulations, Shane.
Shane and Brad, I've recently made quite a bit of PvP, and I'm looking to spend some of it. I'm currently debating whether to get 99 herb lore or 99 farming, smith, and herb. Both ways will cost me around 100 mil. What would you do? Thanks. Rice.
I'd put it all in farming.
He says herb lore like a French person. I am thinking of spending it on herb lore. He doesn't pronounce the H. I wish I spoke like that. It's the only thing I admire about the French. The accents.
It's herb lore, not herb lore. Anyways.
Shut up, you Canadian. You know jack all about speaking. A boot. A boot.
Yeah, right. What would you spend it on? As I said, I'd spend
skill-wise,
it on farming.
Herb lore. I'd spend it on herb lore. Didn't he give us an option? What was it?
Herb lore or 90 herb lore, smithing, and farming. But I'd say put it all into farming at 99 farming.
Did he even say farming, or are you just adding that in because you like farming so much?
No, he said farming.
Okay, I'll believe you then.
But he didn't say 99 farming. He said 90 farming. I'm saying 99 farming.
Yeah, I'll go with herb lore, and then spend if you have anything left over, spend it on smithing.
What the hell?
What the hell, man? What the hell? Like Michael Jackson, but he is dead. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah. So if you're looking for any other ideas, feel free to contact me or if you
no,
want...
don't contact Shane because you know what he's going to say to you. Spend it all on farming. You should spend it all on farming. I'm Shane. You should spend it all on farming. Shane, giving advice in RuneScape, that is your only mode when it comes to what should I spend money on? Farming. What should I spend money on, Shane? Farming. Yeah, but How about, you know, apart from farming? Farming. Well, you should spend money on farming. Spend all your money on farming.
Well, yeah, if you have disposable income, why not?
Disposable income in RuneScape? Oh, yeah, it's not like you have to pay RuneScape rent, is it? Or,
you know, well, no, I'm utility. Saying, like, essentials like food and armor and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, gotta love those essentials.
Yeah, so, thank you, Risei. The next one is from a guy named Schwa, who's on the RSBNB events crew.
Don't speak in that creepy voice, please. You can't do it. Nor can
Hello
I.
there, Shane and Brad. In relation to the recent news about Rush Limbaugh saying that the U.S. government needs to be overthrown, my question today is, where's the line between treason for saying the government should be overthrown and the democratic right of the people to abolish it if it becomes destructive in their own minds?
Okay, first off, we really need to preface this by saying that the Fox News and basically any Republican pundit, I don't think there is actually any Republican political pundit who isn't a complete asshole. When President Bush was in power and everybody was saying, oh, what he's doing is terrible, he's, you know, we should impeach Bush. They were all going, oh my God, you aren't supporting our president, you're being unpatriotic, that's treason. And they were rampantly critical of anybody who didn't kiss Bush's ass. Now Obama's in, all of them, Hannity, Beck, Limbaugh, I'm not sure, Coulter, I've not heard so much from her, but she's a they're all doing it. They're all such hypocrites. When a Republican is in power, it is kiss Bill O'Reilly. I'm not sure if he's been doing it, though, but he's an asshole anyway. When a Republican is in power, it is support him or you are un-American. When a Democrat is in power, it is this guy's terrible, we all need to overthrow him. And it's all fine. So, Rush Limbaugh, every John Hannity, Glenn Beck, I hope they all die. Because they offer nothing constructive to the realm of politics.
You know what they are? You know what they are? Idiots. That and entertainment.
What? Not entertainment, because they leave me frothing at the mouth.
No, I'm just saying their shows are entertainment-based. Like, they're so silly that you can't consider them as real information. You have to consider it as entertainment.
The sad fact is, a lot of Americans actually go to them for their political sort of fill.
Okay, question. The question. What do you think?
Sorry, what was the question? I was just recording.
Is it treason to be saying that they should be overthrown like that, or is it part of democratic
right?
I think it
comes under free speech. I don't think there's any problem. I mean, yeah, if you were going to sort of try and overthrow the government in a coup, yeah, that's treason. But sort of saying they should be overthrown and they need to be replaced, no, I think that's free speech.
Yeah, I think I have to agree there. I think treason is defined as the actual act
of
doing
act,
something,
the act of
not discussing it, you know?
Yeah.
But as you're saying, as I was saying, rather, it's just all entertainment, and you have to take it with a grain of salt of what they
say.
Yeah,
and I also think if Limbaugh tried to overthrow anything, the implications of overthrowing something require so much, you know, movement that it would probably give Limbaugh a heart attack. You all know he's a fat.
Did you watch the Dig dialogue with Arnie? And he called Limbaugh a 500-pound gorilla.
Yeah, I'm surprised Limbaugh didn't sprout off about that, because usually when anybody like famous criticizes him, they're sort of immediately taken to task and then they're forced to apologize. Well, that happened once with the...
I wouldn't apologize to him.
Was it Michael Steele?
I don't know. I don't follow these nut jobs.
Well, I'm just looking it up, because I had that name in my head and I don't know if it's right. Head of the Republican National Convention, I think it was.
The Republican Party in the U.S. needs some serious help.
Shane is saying that, and he is a right-wing person. You know you're bad when, you know, your own side of criticizing you.
I mean, it's becoming too much of an exclusive club. It's sort of like the Sarah Palin Club, you know? Because
Sarah Palin Club, crazy
because
bitch.
They're all wanting to be social conservatives like her with her ideals, and it's like if you're not in on that, you're not in the party. But when they're doing that, they're opening up a whole section for the Democrats to move in and gather more support. But in reality,
Shane,
they need to be.
Sarah Palin is pro-abstinence, and her daughter ended up getting knocked up.
Yeah, well, it's her daughter's fault, isn't it?
Nope, that's her fault, trying to force unrealistic viewpoints on her daughter.
Oh. No.
No, 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 no.
But
no.
As I was saying, the party needs to be more inclusive if they want to recover, because otherwise it's going to be a deadly 2012 for them and 2010 house election.
They will lose heavily in 2010 and 2012. I'm so interested to see who their candidate is going to be for 2012. I don't think it's definitely not going to be Palin now. Because, I mean, she wouldn't drop out this early in the running. You know, she wouldn't have. No, I mean, this early in the whole 2012 thing. It's still 3 years away.
Well, next year they're going to be starting their campaigning for the nomination.
I actually think it could be the real asshole who's governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal. He is a complete asshole. So it probably will be him, because, you know, Republicans love an asshole.
Who is he?
Governor of Louisiana.
No, what's his name?
Bobby Jindal. J-I-N-D-A-L. Of course his name isn't Bobby, with a second name like Jindal, but they all call him Bobby Jindal.
Ah. Piyush Bobby Jindal. Yeah,
see? That's not Bobby, is it? It's not Robert, Robert Jindal.
He looks rather scary.
He looks scary?
Well, yeah, look at this picture on his page.
Are you saying that because he's Indian and you're racist?
No! Oh, he looks like that one, the Schroeder guy.
He doesn't look like Schroeder.
Well, yeah, the same kind of facial expression, you know?
Anyway, enough talking about crappy American politics. Even with Obama, you still suck.
Oh, I don't know. Obama needs to be less of a star. People need to see him for what he really is. That's a topic for another show. Next audio question is from The Killer, or Crazy Cabot on RuneScape.
Okay, hello. This is a question from The Killer. So anyway, I got this question for both of you. So I'm sure you trained magic before, right? So what method did you use to train and why? Okay, my second question is, have you had really annoying fans that will pester you and get you really irritated? If so, how do you deal with that? Like, what you do to, you know, to settle that problem, you know, and stuff like that? Yeah, how do you deal with that? Alright, that's all. Okay, thanks for answering these questions. Alright, good night. Good night!
Okay.
So okay, first part, train magic. I believe I used chaos bolts.
Oh yeah, okay, that works when you're younger.
Well, I did train ages. I alked a fair bit as well.
Yes, that's right. And then Crumble Undead, remember the whole story in the Wizards Guild?
Oh, that was a long time ago. That was a long, long, long time.
Tell the story for anybody who hasn't heard of it.
Okay,
before.
This is like 2005, literally that long ago. I had just been added to the staff, so it's probably summer 2005. Shane and I were training magic in the Magic Guild together on the zombies in the basement using Crumble Undead. And there was a third guy there, and we actually convinced this retard that Shane was muted. And that he'd been hacked and the hacker had got him muted. And this guy believed it. And I think in the end we actually told him he was wrong. And he went away, got some runes, and tried to tele-other us away. And that was it. It was really one of those you had to be there moments.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, primarily I used alchemy recently to get to... I got to 80. And then everything else after that, I think, has been alks. Yeah. For me, at least. What about you?
So, yeah. Like I said, I've answered this question, Shane.
Okay.
Chaos Bolt and alks.
Okay. And if I had more money, I would go Ice Bursting at the Rock Lobsters.
What runes do you need for Ice Burst?
Death... Water and chaos, I think? I'm not sure, but that's what I'd do if I was had money. But another important thing to remember is that with the update of the High Elk skill of being able to queue it up, right? Elking is just as fast now as the Mage Training Arena is using the level 6 enchant, so you might as well just stay an elk right now. But, yeah. Oh, and for the record, 4 water runes, 4 chaos, and 2 death runes is Ice Burst.
So it's a pretty expensive spell.
Yeah, so. And, Pestering Fans?
I thought he said friends.
Oh, I thought he said fans.
Okay, well, we can do both. Friends. I never really had any pestering friends because I don't make friends with people like that.
Yeah, same.
But pestering fans? No, not really. I've never had anybody obsessive. But if, unlike Shane, who just cuts off all outside contact.
Oh.
I have no issue. If people want to talk to me about the update, I will happily talk to them.
Me too. The best place.
No, except for the fact that you seclude yourself away from people besides clan chat.
The best place to do that is clan chat.
But even so, Shane will probably ignore you because that's his style.
No. If I'm ignoring you, it's most likely because I'm doing something that requires my full attention on the game. But
if he's ignoring you, it's because he doesn't like you and he wants you to leave him alone.
No. I don't pass judgment on people until I know them and know what they're like and stuff. But with that being said, if you're in clan chat and you have something you want to say to me, your best chance of getting that done is to ask the question straight away, rather than just being one of those people that type Shane, expecting me to respond with a question mark. Because if you type Shane and there's nothing after it...
Just save your time, people. He's not worth it.
No.
Come to me. I have a much greater font of knowledge.
No, I have more knowledge than you, actually, but...
No, you don't, Shane.
Sure, I do. If you're in clan chat and you want to say something, please just preface it with a question mark.
I am better than Shane. You all know it.
And yet, again, he doesn't say why. Okay, thank you, Killer.
I just am Shane. Anybody who's listened to this show for long enough will know why.
Next question, Mr. Woodward.
You're superior.
Thank you.
If you could change one thing about RuneScape, what would it be? Okay, we'll do that one first. One thing about RuneScape, I'd remove the farming skill.
Come on, be serious.
Hey, that was serious.
No, it's not.
Okay, one thing to RuneScape, one thing to improve RuneScape, I would remove player mods because they are useless.
Okay. For me, I'd go behind the scenes and I would actually... Whoa! Shit, that scared me.
Shane is scared of sneezes.
It's just I wasn't expecting it.
Sneezes spread diseases.
Oh, God. Oh, you...
Not down the internet line, dumbass.
You never know. What I was saying is I would go behind the scenes and...
God, imagine how fast pandemics could spread if it was possible to spread them through the internet.
Shit, that'd be bad. I would go behind the scenes and ensure that lots of little of these glitches didn't happen. Granted, some of them are kind of hard to prevent, but I would actually put an effort into making sure that they didn't happen, you know? Like, for example, I would kind of actually just check around to make sure that everything is done kind of to specification and no shortcuts are made. That's what I mean in that.
So you'd be like quality control?
Well, no, I'm like, well, I guess from, not from a end user point of view, more from a back end point of view, you know?
Yeah, but you'd be quality control.
Yeah, on the like programming and stuff. Yeah. Next part?
Next part. What one thing about RSBNB? I would remove Shane. No, one thing, I would remove Sig of the Week, because we all know it's dying a very slow death.
Anyways, what would I change about RSBNB? You know, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say what would you change when you were when you're one of the creators of it, you know?
There must be things you wish, you think, I wish we had done that differently.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, there's a few things, actually, I wish I would have done differently now that I think about it.
Like what?
I wouldn't have added the sandbox.
Yes, I guess that would have been removing a problem before it even became a problem.
What else? Oh, I would have started on the content crew earlier.
Yes, again, that would be a smart idea.
I would have gone to this weekly schedule for the Informer maybe sooner when we first started rather than being it monthly, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably about it, I think. And what do you think JADX, it's called JAGX, actually, will stick to their projected date with Mechscape? That's from Killjoy. Mechscape, what do you think?
What is the projected date?
I don't know what it is, but apparently it's supposed to be sometime this year, but I'm guessing it's been put off due to their skill they're working on. And or no, that wouldn't be. I don't know.
They've got a whole separate team for Mechscape,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say sometime first half of 2010 as a guess. What about you?
Yeah, I'll go first quarter 2010.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Killjoy. Next one. For Bradley.
That would be 4 years after Slayer, wasn't it? Because Slayer was January 06, was it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right.
And another thing they said about RuneScape is they said that they feel that it has 10 more years worth of development to be put into it. Based on what they currently have in their viewpoints. For it.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways, next one. For Bradley, explain, please.
Well, that picture.
Yeah.
People make mistakes. That is my only comment. I don't see why it's a big issue anyway. I mean, the picture we're talking about is a picture of me posting a happy birthday topic for Chrysala, who, to the uninitiated, was a former mod on our forums. Did I ever explain about us? Because I'm willing to give him a brief explanation.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, basically, she was a mod. She got modded same time as me, I believe, a day before me. She was from Australia. She still is from Australia. That didn't change. Basically, we were friends for a long time. We became very close friends. Very, very close friends, if you get my meaning. And then she turned out to be a and everybody now makes fun of her, even though she probably doesn't even know about it. That's the story.
It's kind of sad.
What's sad?
That people make fun about her without knowing.
You're one of those people.
Not openly.
Yes, you do. I do it for comic effect now because everyone's like mentions it and brings it up and laughs about it. I've got nothing against her. Actually, no, that's wrong. I do have things against her, but they're personal things, and I'm not going to bring them up in a public forum. But
why?
You know,
that's the best way to deal with things is getting them out in the open.
Well, no, because it was things that occurred between me and her, and it's got no relevance to the wider
when
thing.
When was the last time she phoned you?
Last time she phoned me, that was a long time ago. Do you mean the last time we spoke?
No, the last time she like left a message or something.
I don't know, a long time ago.
Okay. Well, didn't she leave something for your birthday this past year?
No. Where'd you get that from?
I thought she did.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, the thing is, it's just old news, basically. I've got nothing against her. Like, I don't know. Basically, what I'm trying to say, I do have things against her, as I previously said, but I don't insult her because I'm still bitter about it and I want to insult her. I just insult her because it seems to be a running joke.
Okay. And for a bit of tech, Firefox keeps randomly opening a tab I'm on in a new window and it's getting annoying and I'm sure not pressing anything. What should I do? Yeah, that's a very weird problem. Isn't it?
Very weird problem.
Because it shouldn't be doing something like that.
Shouldn't be doing something like that.
I don't see where it would even do that because when you open a new window, it's supposed to open it with blank or your homepage, you know? So, I have no ideas about that. Sorry, Earth.
Try to get in contact with Mozilla.
Or check the bug reports.
Yes.
Next one.
Next question. Dear Shane and Brad, what is the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten or seen somebody else eat, and what program do you use to... Okay, let's do that first. Most disgusting thing you've ever eaten or seen somebody eat?
Most disgusting thing I've eaten was when a piece of cheese ended up in my sandwich. Almost lost my lunch on that.
When was that?
I don't know, a few years back.
Did you throw up?
Almost.
I don't know why that's funny.
Most disgusting thing I've seen?
Yeah, I've seen somebody else.
Would have to be the cow testicles on Fear Factor.
Oh, okay. Well, I've not watched programs like that. So the most disgusting thing I've eaten, probably snails when I was younger in France.
Okay.
Very disgusting. Froggy bastards. Don't know why they can eat snails. Why they would want to eat snails, more likely.
Anything
froggy
else?
Froggy bastards. Most disgusting thing I've seen somebody else eat. I don't know. Snails probably is the worst thing. Can't particularly recall any like really bad foods I've seen somebody eat.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Okay, and for recording the show, we have a FAQ on this on the update site. Just go to update.rsbnb.com. Click on FAQ, and then there's one, how do you record the show, in there on the list that you can read. And it's got a full description, including the software, and a little picture of the setup, and stuff like that. Hand-drawn picture, there's too.
There's a FAQ.
Yeah.
It's a FAQ.
That question is from Meg Nagnagon, who says, keep up the awesome show.
Woo!
That was gay. Please edit that out.
No.
Woo!
Next one.
Next question. Dear Shane and Brad, do you guys think the combat level cap should be increased to 140 to level it off as a not weird number like 138, which is the current cap? I don't see why it matters. I mean, unless you're one of those people, you know, who's every number has to end in a, like, a 5 or a 0.
No, it shouldn't be done because the way the combat combat levels is calculated is by use of the formula, and then based on how each of the 8 skills fit in, that's how it's calculated. So in order to do that, they'd have to make some skill count for more than something else, you know? Like, for an example, might be to make the attack, strength, and defense count for more than they actually do right now. So it would involve changing the way combat works, because if you were to add another skill, if you were to clone summoning, it would add on another 12 levels to the combat calculator, bringing it up to 150. So, it's just a matter of
juggling the formula. No, it doesn't make sense to do it. It's fine the way it is. It's just...
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to do it. This is one of the cases where you have to take and appreciate the true beauty that comes with a mathematical formula.
Right. And do you think the god-trimmed armors in free-to-play need a graphical update to separate the Mephamorph from the regular one? Possibly. Don't they have the big emblems on the chest, though?
So yeah, they do, and it's like it's not that hard to see, you know? Especially now with HD. So, I don't think so, because if you update one model, you have to update them all, so that would become rather time-consuming. Thank you. That question was from Demoni. Have you guys ever seriously considered meeting up? That's from Mushroom Queen.
I think we have considered it when we're all older and have jobs and disposable incomes.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, we're pretty much all students, well, besides me, and all, sort of young and don't necessarily all have the means to fly around the world to England, where we would all meet up.
No, not England.
To Edmonton. In the future, yes, but at the moment, no.
Yeah, it's something that we want to do one day, you know, but we got to get the minors of the group to 18.
Minors.
Yeah,
bloody
we got to get Jeff.
Jeffrey.
And, and Chief are the only ones left, I think.
We could have a buffet.
Of what?
An RSVP buffet. Just some food on a table when we meet. We can't just meet in your basement with sandwiches made by your mum. As nice as I'm sure they would be, I am interested in... We used to have a party at a conference hall with a buffet. And
that's what I'm thinking too.
Anybody willing to come to Edmonton can come.
Yeah, that'd be fun, you know? We could do a live RSPNB update, sort of, you know?
Yeah, nobody would want to hear that.
Remember that one episode you said about where people, like, sometimes during the show, people would start to, like, stare at you or something, you know?
Yeah, there would be lots of that.
But you'd have to cut your hair before you came.
Why?
Because...
My hair would be a lot shorter when I joined the RAF anyway.
Oh, good. That's good.
They have restrictions on how long your hair can be.
Is it going to be like a military cut that's like 1 centimeter throughout?
Probably during basic training, but I will have it longer than that afterwards.
But I want a picture.
For 9 weeks, it will be super short.
I want a picture.
It will be slightly longer.
I want a picture.
Pervert.
I do. It's just you've had long hair for so long, it's time to cut it, you know?
Like, everybody I know likes my long hair, except you.
Even Marie likes it.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, does she ever like want to do it up for you? Because, you know?
No.
Okay. Last one.
Last question. Dear Brad and Shane, do you prefer first-person shooter or real-time strategy games?
Both.
Both.
I've played a few.
If you had to pick one or the other, if you had to.
Well, it depends. Would I have to play that like for the rest of my life, or?
No, just pick which one you ultimately prefer over the other.
Oh, that's so hard. Why do you have to do that to me?
Why do you have to do that to me? It's so hard. It's so hard, Jane. It's so hard. Why do you have to do that? Stop speaking like a queer.
I would have to say... Am I already good at the real-time strategy game, or am I just learning it?
You're just as you are now.
Oh. I'd say first-person shooter, then. Because right now I'm rusty on RTS games. So, yeah. What about you?
Me, personally, I prefer RTS.
Okay. Which ones have you played recently?
Warcraft 3 is the only one, really.
Okay.
I used to play Age of Empires a lot when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. I owned Rise of Nations. That one was fun.
Oh, and Command & Conquer.
I also owned Supreme Commander.
The only real Command & Conquer game I played, though, was Tiberian Sun, which was a bloody awesome game.
Okay. My favorite RTS game is Star Trek Armada 2.
Oh, it makes me want to throw up.
Why? It's so fun, you know?
Why? It's so fun.
I don't know. It was a fun game. I think people still play it. I'll have to check that out. That question was from Isaiah 1. On to some tech news, I think.
Yay, not really.
Google Chrome OS. You want to read this excerpt for me?
Google Chrome OS, an attempt to rethink what operating system should be. Speed, simplicity, and security are the key aspects of Google Chrome OS. We're designing the OS to be fast and lightweight, to start up and get you on the web in a few seconds. The user interface is minimal to stay out of your way, and most of the user experience takes place on the web. And as we did for the Google Chrome browser, we're going back to basics and completely redesigning the underlying security architecture of the OS so that users don't have to deal with viruses, malware, and security updates. It should just work. Targeted for second half of 2010 on netbooks, and downloadable.
This is amazing, you know?
Yeah, I'll be interested when they're going to do a sort of a real sort of computer OS and not just a mainly netbook and handheld.
Well, no. This isn't a handheld OS. That's Android. Android platform.
Yeah, but it's mainly for netbooks.
No, but you can install it on any other computer.
Yeah, but if it's designed for netbooks, there's going to be differences.
No, not really. It's
I'll be interested in when they're going to do a fully fledged OS, not a netbook OS.
I don't think they will, because they said they're going to be redesigning the way the operating system acts, so. And that's not what you do with this, so. But it's definitely interesting, because if you look at the browser space after Google Chrome came out, you're seeing browsers starting just now to try and implement some of those features, most notably being the where they separate each tab that you have into its own separate process, meaning that if a page crashes, it doesn't take the whole browser with it. So it should be interesting to see what comes from this. So definitely something to watch, and open source. Okay. Along with this, Google Apps are out of beta, including Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Docs, and Google Talk. Yay. That was a long Gmail beta since April 1st, 2004.
An awful long beta.
So check those out if you haven't, and I know I use 3 out of those 4. I didn't really use Google Talk, but remember we tried that for the show once?
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember.
But or maybe that's with Pika I did, but it didn't work out very well. It would though now, so. But anyway, Skype is superior.
To all. Skype is superior to all.
Have you ever used VLC?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. VLC 1.0 was released this week. For you guys who don't know, VLC is an open source video player that will play almost any file you can throw at it. I think
that's why I liked it.
Can even play FLVs, so.
Yes, it can.
Also, if a video file is sort of damaged, you know, it has the ability to repair it. So.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. It's a better video player than Windows Media Player.
Well, it plays everything. Of course it's better.
Well, no. I'm just saying it is better in terms of the technical side, but as you know, it's open source, so you're not going to get any nice shiny UI on it. But the new version is codenamed GoldenEye, and they've been working towards this 1.0 for at least for over a decade.
Wow.
So check it out if you haven't, or if you're just looking for something else to try, at videoland.org/VLC.
Very good.
Yeah. I don't have any other tech news this week unless something came up now. Unless, like,
no
you
other
wanna,
tech news.
Unless you want to talk about how we were saying before the show that the MacBooks are sold out. Which I don't
No, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that.
Which I don't understand because of the same computer, but as we said, that's it for tech news.
Tech that's news!
Time for maybe a Skill of the Month update. As we all know, this month is fletching, and a grand total of 33 million XP has been raised so far.
Wow. Like we predicted.
First place is a Div with 7.4 million XP. Second is MLI with 4.9 million XP. And third is Marking with 4.3 million XP. So, this is just a whole bunch of XP coming in here, and the top 8 people here have over 1 million XP gained. Which, you know, as you said, it's predicted that with fletching, it's kind of a no-brainer that people are going to be getting this much XP because it's just a skill that you can sit there and do. So, I don't know. Who do you think will win?
Whoever has the most time to burn.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. I'm betting a Div because he has a nice lead right now. Anyways.
Or perhaps it's not always a question of time. It's a question of...
resources.
Yes, and of dedication to the cause.
Yeah, I wonder, you know.
That makes it sound like some communist organization. it's about dedication to the cause.
Are you dedicated, Mr. Woodward?
I've given you bloody 4 years of my life. Do you think I'm dedicated?
Yes. So what, RSP right, is communist?
No, because we're not all equal. I'm much better than you. There we go. That answers your question.
We should be communists, then.
Yeah, anyways. Because Shane wants to be equal when he's clearly not.
So yeah, check out the Skill of the Month page, and I don't know. Fletching costs money now, you know? It never used to.
Yeah, and it used to be an easy way to turn a profit.
But now you lose money. I lost about 3 million going for 99 fletching.
3 million words.
Which you spilled the beans on, which you weren't supposed to.
I know, but I love doing that.
Anyways, that's it. I got a pick for everyone this week. It's a
you
website.
Do realize you could have. You do, sorry, you do realize you could have edited out when I said about you and Fletching.
It was a live show.
Oh, indeed it was. I should pick more live shows to drop secrets.
I got a pick. It's a website. It's called Hunch.com.
Hunch.
I've been saving this one.
I have a hunch that it will be lame.
No, it's just go there. Ask it. You can ask it any type of question that you have. I asked it which car I should buy, and it told me I should buy this Lexus RX something or other.
Oh, is that the thing you linked me to and you have to answer all those questions?
Yeah. So you ask
so
it a question.
Just, it doesn't just randomly guess. It asks you, like, you know.
No. Yeah. So you say, which car
should I kill Shane?
What new car should I buy? Then ask you how much you're planning to spend. Less than 18,000. What style? Crossover?
Do you consider yourself particularly handy around the house? No.
Will people over 6 feet tall be using this car? Yes. How do you feel about a car from one of the traditional brands of the big three? I'd like to avoid them. Which car do you lead towards? Reliable and safe. Yes, I am looking for a hybrid.
I am Nail.
You prefer prestige or mainstream appeal? Prestige.
Do I like bumper cars? No, I don't.
What? You'd be driving in snow or off-road on hills? Yes. What size would you like?
I like concrete tasks.
Good size. Under 18,000. Oh, it's okay. It changed since last time. That's good. I should
alien
buy
abductions.
A...
Are they real or fake? They are fake.
I should buy a Toyota Corolla Matrix.
Toyota Corolla Matrix?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I'm still answering questions. It's asking me what fries I would like. How old
no,
am
that,
I?
No, that's just to get to know about you.
I'm 18 to 34. Do you generally prefer to work with numbers? Yes, I don't mind it, so yeah.
And then
what
Suzuki.
Do you find most attractive? Okay, that's a picture of a man. That's worrying. Oh, there's a woman. That's difficult. Man or woman. No, two men and two women. There's Eva Longoria and Nicole Kidman and two blokes. One of them is George Clooney. I'm tempted to say George Clooney just because I don't think either of the two women are that attractive.
Suzuki SX4 sedan.
You sing in the shower, rarely or never. Where have you spent the most time in the last 12 months? Europe, good old Europe.
You know, you need to type in a question, right? Do the which car, type in which new car should I buy? Type that in and then answer the questions.
How do you feel about your current car? Okay, my car gets me from A to B. That's what I feel about my current car.
The Ford car?
Yes, don't rub it in. It gets me. Okay, Aston Martin DBS.
Okay.
Oh, the Bugatti Veyron was second. Oh.
There's also a question, which Canadian province is for me?
Really?
Yeah, do that one.
Oh, this is going to be fun. You're not going to put all these in the show, are you?
No, probably not. But for those of you guys listening right now, Hunch.com, you can spend a great deal of time there. Okay, do the question.
It's taking ages to load it. My internet, right, recently, since we've been upgraded, it seems to alternate between mega slow and super fast. Even though if I go on speed, I like rural areas. Nova Scotia. Oh, that's funny. Does it have which US state is for me?
Let's see. Which state? Which US state should I live in? Here you go.
Yeah, let's do that one. Let's do that one. This is better because it's more.
I don't have a region. I'll say Mountain West.
Okay, you're going to get... I bet you'll get Washington State.
Also, welcome 99887 to the events crew, our successful application winner.
Congratulations.
And even along with
all feel it is the most pertinent, not pertinent. Forget.
Along with that,
I don't know why I'm talking.
With that, also stay tuned next week for an updated event rotation. We'll be tweaking that a bit.
We'll be tweaking that a bit.
Yeah. What you been doing, Mr. Woodward?
Nothing. I've been doing nothing. Gym, yeah, obviously. You know, wasting more of my life, basically, as we all do on a weekly
waiting.
Basis. Because the waiting... I'm not going to sing that song again. But yeah, waiting. That's my life.
Okay.
My life will be waiting.
As for me, I've been doing a Slayer. I got my Slayer helmet last night. I also rounded agility off to level 90.
Good for you.
What else
you
have I been doing? Sure.
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 What kind of climate would I prefer?
I've also been trying to figure out a way to make it less painful to use the computer because my MSN is really annoying me and stuff, so I'm looking at using Windows for MSN because...
It's... Yay! Windows.
It's getting annoying. Like, once
Windows,
I had like
Windows,
six
Windows.
MSN failures in a single day.
That's because Mac is terrible.
No, it was fine until the latest MSN came out on the Windows side.
Windows.
Anyways,
everybody
yeah. That's about it. And I got my new microphone last week, which I'm still using. Like,
that was last week, wasn't it? That's old
yeah.
news.
It. I just want to say something about it. It's one cable for the audio and like audio coming back and going to me, right? So over time, that cable's going to degrade, so it's going to need to be replaced again. But I was looking on Amazon for a decent microphone, but the problem is that they don't ship to Canada. So, I don't know.
Isn't there an Amazon.ca?
Yeah, but they don't sell electronics on there.
Don't they?
No.
They do in the British one. Everybody hates you.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I'll tell you something else I ordered this week. I ordered a camcorder.
Oh, good. What kind?
It's a Samsung DV. Oh. It's one of the DV card camcorders.
Okay. So it's not HD then?
No, but I don't really care about HD.
Okay.
That's
good.
Which, because I'll be going on holiday twice this summer, so I can be able to annoy everybody being the creepy guy standing there with the, the camera.
Oh, yeah. I know that's so fun, isn't it? You know?
Not really, but whatever.
Yeah, especially I just
thought it'd be nice to immortalize events in my life through the use.
Yeah,
of
it. Yeah. Hey, you could connect it to the computer, and we could do video that way.
Yeah, if you want.
But I'm
if
not.
People
want
to look
that.
At my face. I'd feel the need to like have props and be funny, sort of. You know,
dress up.
Apparently, the U.S. state that I should live in is Massachusetts.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I think that's enough for today, Brad with his video camera and me with my microphone. So with that
I'm going
said,
to move to Massachusetts. Which city should I visit in Britain? Everybody knows inland is best. I'll give you the link to this one.
Ha! I should live in Colorado.
Yay, then we're far away. I'm northeast, you're midwest.
Then Montana, and third is Nevada for some reason.
How far is Massachusetts down the list?
Let's see. All results. Colorado, Montana, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, Wyoming, Ohio, New Hampshire, Michigan. That's the first page. Massachusetts is on the second page.
And do the British one.
Okay.
Did you get the link on MSN?
Yeah. So I think with that said, we're going to say goodbye until next week. Brad's going to go videotape someone and I'm going to go record him doing that. So
I've
that
not
said,
got it yet. I
goodbye, everyone.
It. Anyway, goodbye.
Windermere? Then Bath, then Cambridge.
Mine says York.
Windermere is the largest natural lake in England, and it's been one of the country's most popular places for holidays and summer homes since 1847. But Kendal and Windermere Railway.
Oh, Windermere, it's in Lake District. It's quite a nice place. I've never been there, I've been to the Lake District. Number two is Bath. I've been to Bath. Bath is a nice place.
Do you have a bath?